Although the Shroud of Turin is located in Italy, the research and a traveling exhibit about it have connections to this country, and specifically the city of Shreveport. I'll share the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Dr. Cheryl White is a professor of history and an authority on the Shroud of Turin, the relic believed to be the burial cloth of Jesus. When she did a podcast series with Father Peter Mangum, the two received a message and an invitation from a listener.
Mr. Richard Arroyo, who has collected Shroud artworks and artifacts for about 50 years, and he heard the podcast, he heard one of Father Peter's homilies one Sunday, and he invited us to come to Indiana to see his entire collection.
Following their visit, Mr. Arroyo placed the entire collection on permanent loan to the nonprofit group that Cheryl and Father Mangum had formed for Shroud research and education.
Right now, it is primarily a traveling exhibit, so we try to share it with as many different venues, the major pieces at least, to try to share those with major venues like the Museum of the Bible.
The traveling exhibit has a full-scale reproduction of the Shroud housed in Turin. She notices something interesting when the entire collection is displayed.
The overwhelming majority of people would bypass a 16th century engraving, rare, priceless value, would walk right past it to go immediately to look at the image. Because that's what pulls us, right? That's the draw of the Shroud, is the image. It's not even understanding anything about it scientifically. It's the fact that you can't look away from that.
No matter one's faith background, Cheryl says that image draws people closer to examine and consider the story told on the linen.
The Shroud will bring you into the mystery so far, and then everyone, even the believer, has to decide what it means and who that is. So it's the age-old question, isn't it? Who do you say that I am?
Traveling the Countryside on Good Friday in Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.